The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And so this week, I wanted to share some words about sila. I called this morning's of the teachings the blessings of the sila. Sila is a Pali term that's often used to translate as a virtuous conduct, a virtuous behavior. And one can think of it as behaving virtuously through one's bodily and verbal actions. And so there is an outer expression of sila. And that may be a natural extension of our inner being. And the inner integrity I mentioned in our sitting. The inner care, inner tenderness. And so this week, I wanted to offer the exploration of the sila from this inside out kind of orientation. And this is not the only way we use to explore sila, but I thought I'd try something different. In fact, the classic teachings of sila often began from refraining harmful actions externally, and then kind of from outside in. But I thought that many of you have been practicing, and this is 7 a.m. sittings, and maybe in many other ways. So I thought maybe we'll do something a little different about sila, just an inside out kind of orientation. And also wanted to offer a framework for us to explore this. And that is the framework of triple A. And I'm calling again another triple A, three A's. That's different from our meditation triple A. So this is three A's are aware, abstain, and align. Oh, I see there's some messages about whether the sound is okay. And if there is a couple of people can just type in the chat box and see if my volume is okay now. Okay, so I do see a few people saying okay. I'll speak louder. Hopefully that'll help. Thank you for letting me know also. And so this triple A, aware, abstain, and align. Okay, so aware means that as we cultivate mindfulness, we become aware of our inner dynamics and inner forces that operate inside of us. We notice some dynamics and forces that may lead to harmful consequences, harmful outcome. And then we abstain from the harmful actions and harmful forces. And then align says that we align with wholesome qualities. So as we become aware, we can also pay attention and see how the wholesome can come about. And so as we begin to notice this, and we can cultivate, align ourselves with the wholesome and skillful in our actions, in our behavior. And so this is the framework I'm going to use to explore this aspects of a sila. The classic teachings of sila, especially for the lay community, are often referred to as undertaking the training rules of five precepts. And today I'll share some reflections of the first one, which is undertaking the training rules of not taking the lives of a living being or not killing living beings. And so you may all wonder why bother, right? Especially right after a meditative practice, and none of us are killing anybody or any living beings. And so why would we explore this? To answer this question, I wanted to maybe unpack the Pali term that's related to this particular precept a little more. The Pali term on Panadipata in particular, has this sense of the very vivid sense of exerting some kind of violence, kind of like a striking down on a living being, which would lead to taking the life of a living being. And so for me, this sense of violence, aggression, is what this precept is also pointing at. And so let's explore this from the inner perspective we talked about. In our guided meditation, I invited you to pay attention and becoming aware how we might relate to our inner experiences, that pleasant, unpleasant experience that happened in us. In particular, the unpleasant experience. I'm just kind of curious what you might notice. It's very often that when there is unpleasant, whether it's pain and discomfort in the body, often there can be an attitude of pushing it away, wanting it to go away. Or sometimes we even have, you know, maybe subtle sense of aggression towards it. If we had an option to somehow get rid of it, we would have done it, right? And so there are some of this kind of inner forces that can happen. And as we become aware of them, we see, this can happen within us. And this kind of forces, when it gets manifested externally, it can express itself as aggression or violence, aversion. And so, for example, we may all have this experience that, a bee or a fly is buzzing around us nonstop, and it's not going away. So, and we all kind of abide this first precept and not wanting to kill the bee or kill the fly. But we can act. Maybe at some point we get really frustrated and we'll kind of, boom, we throw our hands up. And you know what? From the perspective of the bee and the fly, and this gesture might be life-threatening or, with some sense, a little violent. So as we tune in to our inner dynamics, we can begin to see, how we relate to unpleasant experience internally can get manifested externally. And so this precept invites us to begin to really tune in to some of the forces and abstain from externally not killing living beings. But also maybe pointing internally, are there some different ways to relate to unpleasant experience? In the sutta that I quoted about the teachings of the Buddha offered to his son Rahula, and it reads like this, and then I read this piece again. Rahula, meditate like the earth. When you meditate like the earth, pleasant and unpleasant contacts will not occupy your mind. So what it's pointing at is that as we cultivate mindful awareness, our inner capacity grows. We can begin to have a choice of not being moved by the experience of pleasant or unpleasant. Maybe we, you know, use the word equanimity for it. Maybe we can be equanimous to our experience that are pleasant and unpleasant. And so this is a form of alignment. Align with the wholesome qualities, kindness, compassion, equanimity. I remember that many years ago when I was learning meditation from a Chinese nun, once she was offering me a meditation instruction right in the courtyard of Tathagata Meditation Center. And we were standing right under a tree. And then there was a bug falling off right on her robe. And I was about to jump out, but she very gently, using the cupped hand, picked up the bug and gently put it on the ground. That was a very powerful teaching for me. I thought to myself at that moment, wow, there's something very precious and beautiful in her. And so this brought me much trust and confidence in the teachings of the Buddha, in the Buddha Dharma and Sangha. Also lots of trust in this teacher of my own, a Chinese nun, offering the teachings, because the way that she expressed herself offered such a possibility of the kind of a heart and mind in each of us. And so the flip side of not killing is to offer our deep respect and appreciation to all beings, all living, all lives around us. And all lives are wondrous on this planet. We are only an aspect of this whole ecosystem. So our lives are intertwined with the different species and nature. So who are we to decide on how other lives must live or not? And so align with kindness, align with gentleness, align with respect. And so this is three aspects of aware, becoming aware of our inner dynamics. And taking actions to abstain from that is unwholesome, unskillful and harmful. And then align ourselves with what that is wholesome. And so the practice of this first precept offers much protection and safety to oneself and to all beings. So as such, this precept is a true blessing, very, very much true blessing for all beings. And so I want to share this a few words to end today's Dharmet. And this is from the Mangala Sutta, the Sutta of Blessings. And it says, the Buddha said that desisting and abstaining from evil, diligence in good qualities, respect and humility. This is the highest blessing. So may you all be blessed by your virtuous conduct and your practice. And so thank you all for being here. And I see there are maybe some challenges in terms of volume and sound. And I hope I'll do something today to help resolve this. We'll continue tomorrow. So thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Have a wonderful rest of the day. I'll see you back tomorrow in the morning here Pacific time.